Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Repeat performance. He didn't need to do it again. He didn't need another cross. And he didn't need another drop of blood. Yeah. Jesus made the sacrifice for our sins only once. And that once was sufficient for all people for all times. Amen? Amen. He obtained permanent eternal redemption for us. He cleansed past, present, and future sins all in one act of redemption. There is nothing, church, listen to me. There is nothing that the devil or other people can do to bring up what you used to be, what you used to do. There is nothing that the devil or other people can do to try and remind you of how your life was years and years ago. You have to remind the devil that I have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You have to remind the devil. You have to do it. You have to remind them folks with their perfect selves that you are imperfect, still a work in progress, that have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. I may have messed up in the past, and I may mess up in the future, but I give God glory that I am still saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Listen, church, it was the blood that purchased our salvation. We have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that Jesus did it by him own self-blood. Amen? Amen. Jesus paid a price that he did not owe. In order for there to be a redemption for our sins that needed to be exchanged, that only the blood of Jesus could do.
Yeah.
We must understand, church, what Calvary represents. Jesus shed blood on Calvary represented the greatest sacrifice ever. He would hang on the cross for people who won't even hang in there for him. He would suffer on the cross for those who would betray him.
Come on.
He would be humiliated for people who would deny him. But thank God that Jesus decided to hang in there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Even when he thought about giving up in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And when I think about the blood and what it cost on Calvary's cross, church, sometimes I have to pause and I have to step back and I have to thank God for what the blood did. Amen.
Amen.
And then I give God glory for the purchase, but for the blood that he took from the hand of the enemy. He snatched my soul from the gates of hell. I was sinking deep in sin. I could talk about myself. Far from the peaceful shore. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply sting within. Sinking to rise no more. But, somebody say but. But the master of the sea, anybody in here feel me? Heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me, and now safe am I. Can anybody say that this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being long-suffering. He's a long-suffering God.
Yes, he is.
He puts up with a lot from us. That's why he gives us new mercy each morning, because we need it. Amen?
Amen.
When it comes to the cross, we are all equal. There's no little I, no little you, and no big you. We are all equal at the foot of the cross because of the finished work of Christ. So don't get upset when somebody look at you down their nose. You could look down your nose too. We are all equal. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So everything that could be done has already been done for our salvation. Jesus' redeeming work is finished. His sacrifice is complete.
Yeah.
It is perfect. It is pure. And it is everlasting. And it was offered once for all. Amen?
Amen.
And so I thank God for the blood, church.
Yeah.
What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank God that it is finished. And because it is finished, our salvation is forever.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is also powerful. Amen?
Amen.
The songwriter says there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. The book of Revelation tells us as believers overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb. Now, that's power. False religions denied the power of his blood, but the Bible declares without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. What has the power to forgive us, church? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What has the power to free us?
Nothing but the
blood of Jesus. What has the power to justify us, to make us right?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What has the power to cleanse our guilty conscience?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What has the power to overcome the enemy?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
No blood, no forgiveness. No blood, no hope.
Come on.
No blood, no salvation.
Say it.
And the blood of Jesus, church, is also permanent. It's permanent. To acquit means to declare not guilty. And that is exactly what God does when he sees the blood. For Isaiah 44 and 22, God says, I have blotted out your transgressions and sins like a thick cloud passing over. Return unto me, for I have redeemed you. Psalms 103 and 12, David says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. Y'all, we need to remember these scriptures because we have to quote these to the enemy. And you know them, some people who get up in your face. When God looks at a saved person, he doesn't see the past, he sees the blood. Exodus 12 says, when the Passover was instituted and the blood on the painted on the doorpost, it saved the families from death. But God said in Exodus 12, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It wasn't the house that saved them. It wasn't their good works that saved them. It wasn't their family name that saved them. It was their faith and obedience in God and the word that he gave to Moses, where he told Moses, the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I strike Israel, no destruction will touch you. It was the blood that saved them then, church. And today, it's still the same blood that saves us. Amen?
Amen.
Because church membership won't save you. Good deeds won't save you. Only belief in the shed blood of Jesus and his finished work on the cross will save you. Amen?
Amen.
We don't live to sin. But when we do fall, we don't lose our salvation. We get up. We repent. We confess our sins and we keep on keeping on. Amen?
Amen.
We keep on because we have been washed by the blood of the crucified one. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And so, church, as I prepare to go to my seat and as we prepare for communion later today, we want to remember that it is finished. The work has already been done.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times you feel like you're not worthy of participating in the communion. we're not worthy. But because of the finished work of Jesus, because of the shed blood of Jesus, all we have to do, I mean, we don't even have to say it verbally, because it's what's in your heart.
Yes.
Confess from your heart. Confess to Jesus. You don't have to tell your neighbor. Confess with your heart. Tell Jesus, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Help. You help me get it right. You help me get it right. And so, you know, and so you want to take communion, because the Bible does say if you take it unworthy. So we want to be worthy. Amen. When we participate in the communion. And so, church, as I prepare to go to my seat, we know that Jesus, the one who knew no sin,
yes,
became sin for us,
mm-hmm,
on an old rugged cross on a hill called Golgotha.
Oh, yes.
So that we might be made righteous of God in him.
Yes.
And on that cross, church, Jesus suffered and he bled. When Jesus' blood was streaming down, it wasn't spilled by accident, church. It was given on purpose. For Jesus himself says in scripture, I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man take my life from me, but I lay it down myself. And so it cost Jesus his life. They put thorns on his head. They put nails in his hand, and they put nails in his feet.
Yeah.
They pierced him in the side, and the blood and water came streaming down. And every drop of that blood, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, had your name on it. 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 Had my name on it, church. Every drop of blood had your name on it. Carrying forgiveness for your past, for our past. Mercy for our presence, and hope for our future. Heaven watched, church, as life was exchanged so that you can live eternally with Jesus. If you only believe. Anybody believe in here this morning? If you only believe. What a love. What a sacrifice.
Yeah.
What a gift of life. I'm talking about the shed blood of Jesus. And yes, he died on that cross. Didn't he die?
Yes.
We know he died because death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't keep him, and hell couldn't stop him. But the question is, what will you do with the one who died for you? Will you accept him today?
Yes.
Will you follow him today?
Yes.
Will you trust him today?
Yes.
But I want to tell you, church, that's not how the story ends.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Scripture tells me that he got up off the grave. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hands.
Amen.
Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The doors of the church are open.
Hallelujah.
The doors of the church are open. The arms of Jesus are open also. If there be anyone here today that have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
We are more than friends.
More like a brother, closer than a best friend. Not just fair weather, but right there through thick and thin. Can't talk to you any time of the day. Never been too busy to hear what I had to say. Oh, you were kidding, can you prove it time and time again?